Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to Locked On Heat, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Wes Goldberg. I'm the host of this show. I'm the editor at allyoucanheat.com. But for those of you that like David Moore, he'll be back tomorrow. David Ramil, my co-host, and we'll be previewing the Miami Heat's opening night game against the Orlando Magic. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. But today, I did want to take this chance to talk about some NBA futures. This is a special NBA futures and odds episode brought to you by Betsy, Betsy.com. They've been a top-rated sportsbook for over 20 years. And if you use the promo code HEAT10, you'll get $10 just to try them out. $10 for free just to try them out. House money. So we're going to talk about some over-unders, some Eastern Conference odds, Southeast Division odds, NBA Championship odds. We'll get to all that using the numbers and the odds from Betsy.com. So let's get right into it. The Miami Heat's over-under is currently set at 34.5. Vegas originally had it at 36.5, so it's gone down by a couple of wins to, again, 34.5. And for me, I've been saying about 35 games sounds about right for most of the summer. So 35.5 is right there in that wheelhouse. That's a tough bet. I'd probably stay away from it, honestly. But ESPN has them at 36-46. That's their win-loss projection. 538.com has them at 33-49. USA Today has them at 34-48. So everybody's right in that range. ESPN, the only one going over. Again, I would stay away from that 34.5. That's a little bit too iffy for me. But I brought up some of these numbers. The last time that the Heat won fewer than 34 games, that was the 2007-2008 season. That's pretty obvious. They went 15-67, but they were clearly tanking that year. A number of short-term deals. They were looking ahead towards 2010 in some respects, and that was the year that they tanked, got Michael Beasley in the draft. That didn't really work out, so. But even before that, it was the 2002-2003 season after Alonzo Mourning left because of his kidney issue. And that's been really the only two times that the Heat have won fewer than 34 games since Pat Riley arrived in 1995. You can't include 98-99 because they only won 33 games. That was a lockout shortened season. They went 33-17 that year, so that doesn't count. So Miami's only won fewer than 34 games just twice since Riley's arrived in 1995. And then just for reference, in 2014-2015, the year that the Heat ended up in the lottery to take Justice Winslow, they were 37-45. So under 34 wins, that's rare territory for the Heat. Again, just twice since 1995. So for them to go under that again would really be a major change of pace for this organization. And earlier on a conference call today that was hosted by ESPN, Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, two of their NBA analysts, were asked about the Miami Heat, and they both thought that the Heat were going to be very competitive. Jeff Van Gundy even said that he thinks the Heat will fight for a playoff spot. So I don't know how much you want to trust in their words, and they tend to have a front office point of view of things because they're both former coaches. So Miami's front office, Eric Spoelstra as head coach, Pat Riley obviously continues to get a lot of respect from front office types. So that might play into a bias there. But if Van Gundy's saying that they're going to compete for a playoff spot, well, that doesn't sound like 34.5 wins. So take that at what it's worth. But the Heat clearly have had a lot of changes. No Dwayne Wade, no Chris Bosh. That's clearly their biggest name. So you have to think in terms of what Vegas wants to do. No Wade, no Bosh. A lot of people are going to be afraid to bet the over on that. So that could be one of these reasons why the original line at 36.5 has gone down to 34.5. So all that involved, if I had the bet on one, I'd probably pick the over for all those same reasons, but I'm not comfortable with that. 34.5, that's right around, like I said, 35 wins sounds about right, and that's too close for comfort for me, but definitely interesting that it's gone down. I talked about Betsy. This whole show is really brought to you by Betsy.com, our newest sponsor. And if you love the NBA and if you love betting on the NBA, you really should check out Betsy.com. That's BETDSI.com. They've been a top-rated sports book for over 20 years. They're safe. They have great customer service. They're easy to use. And now they have a great basketball special. Sign up today and get $10 for free just to try their service. It's fast and easy. The payments of winnings are fast and easy. Hundreds of football and basketball wagers to choose from. You can also get UFC. You can get NFL, obviously. Trump versus Clinton, even. So you can bet on the election. Betsy has live in-game wagering on all football, basketball, and other major sporting events. You can play virtually everything at Betsy.com. So go to Betsy.com now. That's Betsy.com. Go there now and use the promo code HEAT10 to get your free wager. Start winning right away. I mean, you hear the term playing with house money. You're playing with house money. All you got to do is use the promo code HEAT10. You get $10 of house money. And we're going to get into some bets later on that I think will be very, very good to use that $10 wager on. You can make some money on it. So, all right, let's move on to the Eastern Conference odds. So Cleveland's obviously the favorite here at minus 250. They're the only ones with those sort of odds. Boston is second at plus 800. Toronto is at plus 1500. Indiana at plus 2100. Chicago at plus 2300. New York plus 2500. Atlanta plus 2800. Detroit plus 3300. And then Miami all the way down at plus 4800. So again, Cleveland minus 250. That seems like the obvious one here. If you're betting on anybody outside of Cleveland, you're really betting on an injury at that point. And a lot of LeBron's not going to get hurt, but let's look at Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is somebody who has injury issues in the past. And his backup right now is Kay Felder, who is a rookie who nobody's ever heard of. So, and he already has a concussion. So if Kyrie goes down, which is possible, then they're going to be left scrambling for point guard help. Matthew Dellavedova is gone. He signed with Milwaukee in the offseason. Mo Williams retired. They have a need at backup point guard that they might fill between now and then. But for now, it doesn't look like, even after the team got down to its 15 players Monday, it doesn't look like, it looks like Kay Felder's the backup. And again, like, that's not a backup point guard on a championship level team. The rest of that team is great. The rest of the team still has LeBron James. Kyrie Irving's still healthy. Kevin Love is good. But that, to me, is a major weakness of this team. So if Kyrie Irving goes down, I don't know, man. Like, depending on the injury, that could, and depending if it happens in the playoffs, that could open the door for Boston or an Indiana team that a lot of people tend to like right now. Maybe even Toronto. A lot of people aren't talking about them. Maybe this is the year that they kind of fly under the radar and do something. I don't know. But and obviously the Celtics have much improved with Al Horford. Something to keep an eye on is that backup point guard spot. Looking at the Southeast Division, Heat are not getting a lot of love, man. The Hawks are favored. They're around plus 170. The Wizards are next at plus 270. The Hornets are at plus 350. The Heat are at plus 600. And the Magic are at plus 800. And I've seen them as low as plus 1500. So Atlanta getting a lot of love. I'm not really sure. A lot of people have Atlanta near the top of their rankings in the East, and I guess that's just because they're Atlanta. They still have Mike Budenholzer. They still have Paul Millsap, but they lost Al Horford. Yes, they replaced him with Dwight Howard, but Al Horford and Paul Millsap, having those two versatile bigs was so much of what they did. They're really going to have to reformat and reshape the entire dynamic of that team. So with Dwight Howard there, that's a good replacement, and he can certainly do things that Al Horford can't, but Al Horford is no doubt the better player right now. And then, of course, they got rid of Jeff Teague, and now you have unproven Dennis Schroeder to take that starting point guard spot, and he's been erratic in the past. Who knows if he could consistently be a good point guard for 82 games and then the playoffs. So But for the Southeast Division, the Hawks are the favorites. And again, they're the deepest team out of all these teams. That makes sense. But I don't know. They could end up regressing. They could end up making a trade if Schroeder and Howard don't work out. So you look at somebody like Paul Millsap, whose deal is expiring. They don't want Paul Millsap to get away if they think he's going to leave, especially after losing Al Horford for nothing. So if things aren't looking the way that they want them by the trade deadline, the Hawks could trade Paul Millsap, which would plummet their chances of winning the Southeast Division. So that's something that scares me from look that Hawks number. I like the Wizards, because if John Wall just continues to do what he's done, Bradley Beal stays healthy, and the addition of Scott Brooks, that could be a stabilizing thing for that team. You're going from a very, very one of the worst coaches in the league to Scott Brooks, who's, I think anybody would argue at the very least, average, to people that like Scott Brooks to, you know, good. So, to me, they now have a top 17 coach in the NBA, top 15 coach in the NBA. That's going to help a lot. They didn't do anything crazy in the offseason, but I didn't dislike anything that they did either. So to me, they seem like a team that could put it together. I mean, we're just a couple seasons away from thinking that they could be in the Eastern Conference Finals and really make some noise in the playoffs. They had a bad year last year. Maybe that last year was the regression year. Maybe they get back to what they were doing. I like the Wizards at plus 270. The Hornets seem like a team to me that could regress. The Magic don't have a chance. Miami, of course. You look at the Heat, they have the most dominating player in the division, arguably, maybe just behind John Wall only, in Hassan Whiteside, right? He's, on a game-to-game basis, could be the most dominating player in the NBA, and they definitely have the best coach in the NBA, or in the Southeastern Conference. And that's what I meant by Whiteside, the most dominating player in the division. And the Heat have the best coach in the division, Eric Spoelstra. So having one of the best players in the division, and then one of the best coaches in the division, you can't count them out, especially with some people like Jeff Van Gundy saying that this team could make a push for the playoffs. It's probably an eighth or seventh seed that we're thinking. Not a team that's going to necessarily win the Southeast Division, but, you know, again, I like the Wizards more, but I think the Heat at a plus 600, that's a little low for me. I think, again, Vegas is playing on the fact that there's no way, there's no Bosh. So who's leading this team is what a lot of people looking at this team from the outside in are looking at. So what do? We already did the over-under for the Heat. We did the Eastern Conference odds. Did the Southeast Division. I got one more for you, and that's who's going to win the NBA championship. So there's a bunch of odds. There's a million odds. Miami's way down there. Not even worth betting, obviously. The Heat aren't winning the NBA championship this year. But there's this prop bet that's on Betsy right now. It's got the Warriors at minus 150 and everybody else at plus 120. So basically you're betting the field. You're either betting the Warriors at minus 150, those are the better odds, or the field at plus 120. So you're going to make money at plus 120. You could take your $10 and make $120 if anybody but the Warriors win the championship this year. I mean, that's insane. This is like when Tiger Woods, you had to bet Tiger Woods against the field. This is the same thing. A lot of people thought that the Warriors were a shoo-in last year. They didn't win. Yes, they added Kevin Durant. The Cavaliers didn't really do anything. But there are some question marks with the Warriors. They don't have a lot of depth. What if there's an injury? What if the Cavs make a midseason trade that really bolsters that team? What if the Clippers or Spurs are able to finally figure out this formula to beat the Warriors? There's just too many. Look, the league is not that deep with great teams, but with the Cavaliers and the Spurs and the Clippers, who I consider all very great teams, you know, not to the level the Warriors are, but one injury to the Warriors and that depth can rear its head. Man, just all I'm saying, you don't have to bet a lot of money to make money on this. And it's a good bet, 29 against 1. 29 teams against the Warriors. Again, the Warriors are, quote-unquote, light years ahead of everybody, but, I mean, I definitely would not, I don't know. I wouldn't even feel comfortable betting the minus 150 on that. If you're going to bet on that, you got to bet on everyone else. So that's all we got. Again, we'll be back tomorrow with the preview of the Orlando Magic game. That's the opening night game. So be sure to stick around for that. That's all we have for today. Thanks again to our sponsor, Betsy, the leader in providing safe, legal, secure online betting on all of your favorite sporting events. Use the promo code HEAT10 to play with house money and get a free $10 bet. House money. And whether you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, TuneIn, or Stitcher, thank you for listening. You can get in touch with the show on Twitter at LockedOnHeat or by email, where you can send us mailbag questions, comments, or sponsorship opportunities. That's LockedOnHeat@gmail.com. And if you're not subscribed already, please do to get the pod automatically every day. Rate us, review us, say nice things about us. We'll catch you next time.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99. And our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.